Valerie Gates will work for food. Standing in her kitchen, the marketing expert, who doesn't do much cooking, reaps the harvest of a barter system she devised 5 months ago.
They are picked fresh this morning. Some salad greens from North Tabor Farm. They're a farm up island on the vineyard. They
look
do
at
an
that.
Exceptional job.
Hey, I like their logo.
Gates is talking to Jake Ferreira, a farmer in the Boston area. He and his business partner help people and schools plan and manage vegetable gardens. They also run a food catering company using local ingredients. Gates fashioned a logo for his fledgling company, Beetlebung Farm LLC. Ferreira's here making good on his part of the deal, unloading a cooler packed with fresh, prepared meals.
This is the sole bacon parchment, and we'll probably keep that in the fridge.
Along with baby arugula pesto, asparagus with spring garlic, and homemade cheese. Gates usually charges a significant hourly rate for her marketing know-how, much more than some small businesses can afford. As an alternative, she started the Will Work for Food project. Gates gives marketing advice to 15 New England farms in exchange for homegrown goods for her family.
I wanted to find a way to offer my services to farms, and I realized that farms usually don't have money set aside for a marketing budget, but they do have produce.
We were looking for tools that could better establish our brand, and in turn, she wanted to learn more about food and locally grown produce and the ability to cook.
So again, these we just heat up and serve.
You can.
Bartering is new to Gates, Jake Ferreira is familiar with this age-old concept.
In a down economy, it makes sense to return to certain traditions that can work out well, where people can trade for like items. For us, in the agriculture field, it's very easy for us to barter. It's not quite an apple for an apple, but maybe it's chives for onions.
For others, though, a trade could be a piece of art for, say, dental work. 24-year-old stone carver and painter Scott Cahaley doesn't have dental insurance. His Somerville studio is packed with art. Sales have been slow, so Cahaley joined Barter Connections. It's a company that acts as a bartering middleman.
I need to get a crown for a back tooth. So I dropped off a painting, and I have to set up an appointment with the dentist. I should probably do it before my tooth falls out.
For some people, bartering is a very comfortable way of life.
Everything in this apartment is bartered for, even my plants.
27-year-old photographer Kelly McDonald isn't kidding. The furniture in her home, a wine fridge, chandeliers, electrical work, all gotten via trade. Her currency? Wedding and family portrait packages. McDonald began bartering 3 years ago. She has plenty of paid jobs, but says swapping, not shopping, makes sense.
It's a lot more responsible for me, especially now in this economy, because I'm saving my money. Everything that comes in just gets put in the bank.
McDonald arranges her trades online using the advertising site Craigslist, and she's not alone. Over the past 12 months, traffic in the site's bartering category jumped 100% nationwide, 50% in Boston. But for people new to bartering, McDonald has this warning.
I've been burned. My first electrician that I had in here, he had like 10 kids.
And she took pictures of all of them. But the electrician
never showed up, never answered my calls again. And that's probably 20 hours of work in those photos. That was a lot of people. After that, I put together a contract.
That's something that can happen in the cash economy as well. Somebody can promise to pay and then not pay.
That's Jim Hoops, professor of business ethics at Babson College. Bartering flourishes when cash is hard to get, he says, citing the Great Depression. In 1933, President Roosevelt shut down the country's banks for a full week. Money was scarce. As a result, a barter economy sprang up. Rural department stores accepted sheep for dresses, for example. But it was a temporary fix. Hoops explains that bartering is inefficient in an economy that's built on speed.
It's a quaint, charming practice, and it's fun to see, and it reflects individual initiative. As social policy, it's not something we want to encourage.
Because, he says, it's not a sign of a healthy economy. Cold, hard cash is, because it's a common medium of exchange. You can spend it anywhere, on anything. But you can only take in so many sheep or big bags of salad greens. For VOA News Now, I'm Andrea Shea in Boston.